You may do the preceding meditation exercise in one of two ways. Sitting in a straight back chair, as you have learned before. Except, if you wish, you may place your hands together in prayer-like fashion and proceed to concentrate in the manner you've been taught, or lying in bed with your hands by your side. Awakening in the morning from a good night's sleep, you may not want to sit in a cold room, so therefore you may lay on your back with your hands by your side and go into a meditation, but be careful, don't fall asleep in this position. It's easy to do. Except at night when you lay on your back and concentrate and meditate, then it's all right to go to sleep from a meditation, but not in the morning. You'll understand why. You set the pattern of the day. You stimulate and reprogram your mind and set the pattern of your answers or reply for the forthcoming contacts with experience. Now, are you ready? Assume your position, sitting or lying. Become very aware of yourself. Yourself within yourself. Watch your thoughts. Be aware of your feelings. Be aware of the thoughts in your mind. Be aware of your hand or hands. Feel the blood flowing into your hands. They will tingle. Now do that again. Be aware of your hands. Bring your attention to your hands until they feel as though they were alive, warm, tingling, as though the blood was rushing into them. Be conscious of your hands. Then, as though you're looking through the middle of your forehead, look out into space. Observe thoughts, distractions, the noise level, the chatter. Gaze upon them. Then extend your concentration again to the tingling of your hands. As though you're setting up a force field between these two points. As though you, who are aware of yourself, your thoughts, are observing yourself, your thoughts, feelings. Now be aware, as though you're looking through the middle of your forehead, but don't strain your eyes. Just observe as though you were looking through the middle of your forehead, the place where thoughts arise. Then extend or expand that concentration or awareness until your hands tingle, until you feel the tingling in your hands, as though the blood was flowing into your hands. Be aware of your hand. Keep looking through the middle of your forehead and be aware of your hand again. Create this cycle, this energy, so that when understanding appears, it simply travels this course. You may become aware of light patterns. Superimpose them over any distracting thought that will help to dissolve them or resolve them. Again, let the awareness proceed to your hands, so it becomes a pulsation of energy. You feel as though the blood was flowing into it. Thus your awareness shall grow as a living force from within, ever stronger, more persuasive than outside pressures. Let thoughts come out of hiding. Be aware of them. If your mind wanders off, bring your attention back. Just watch again your thoughts. Be aware of your hands. Pull back. Watch your thoughts. Be aware of your hand until those nagging thoughts disappear and lose their power. Observe those thoughts. As though you're looking through the middle of your forehead and then extending that awareness till it becomes a tingling in your hands. As you resolve your distractions, awareness becomes more aware. Insight grows to see errors. Be aware of them in the light of new knowledge. Your presence of mind becomes a presence in mind and body for good. so you are less affected by the negative pressures and principalities. Don't resent what comes to light. Bear the pain of failings. Don't blame anyone. Be aware of your past as it comes to light. Don't force, don't dig it up. Be aware of your part of the past and the present trouble and involvements. Noting the compulsiveness of your own behavior and attitudes, you might then have some compassion upon those who mistreated you in the past. You can't help yourself. Realize they couldn't help themselves. Observe pains, tensions, emotions and thoughts. Each tells us a story. Sometimes pains in your body represent change, your body reacting differently. Each pain, each ache, each thought tells of a wrong way you've reacted to life and people and things. But don't try to change what you see. Just be aware of what calls your attention to observe it. Don't escape from the facts before you, inside or out. Bear the discomfort. Observe them graciously without anger or fear. Don't be angry at your problems. If you're not angry with people, you can forgive yourself. Don't expect instant reward for what you're going through. Don't expect anything, or else you make impossible the protocol of grace. If you have no results and you're angry, realize your wrong motive and play acting for reward. Keep concentrating now. Even though I'm talking to you, let your mind wander and be carried only by the enlightenment triggered by what I'm saying. Otherwise, just concentrate. Let my voice be in the background. Make more important the concentration, the looking through the middle of your forehead and extending that awareness so it becomes a tingling in your hands. Understand then, of yourself, you can do nothing, that you cannot even make a decision to be right and fair. You can only desire, hunger and thirst after righteousness continuously. Ponder, wonder, asking questions, questioning yourself. Yearn for the privilege of being able to think and speak in the right way naturally, without analysis, without scheming and planning. Do not be so proud as to think that you can free yourself from the clutches of error and temptation. And when you're able to choose, it will not be by your own power, understand that, but through the strength of grace by which you're again given the power to live correctly and to rule in your body. For this be thankful. Until then, be patient. Regardless of how pure your motives are at this moment, they may not always have been. We've all been tested, and our secret ambitious nature was revealed choice by choice, mistake by mistake, covered by excuse. Proud, judging, self-justifying nature it has been, loving only to be exalted in return. Hopefully you will come to see this, as well as your servitude to pressures and temptations, which you erroneously called loving too much or loving devotion. This dreaming, ambitious, goal-seeking, selfish, now tortured, lustful nature must be sorry and petition for that last chance to make right and fair decisions. Keep concentrating now, and being aware of that place in the middle of your forehead as though you're looking out into space. Make your awareness pulsate so that it becomes, by the extension of your awareness, a tingling in your hands. You may even feel waves of stimulation, a new life. Don't analyze, just listen to what I'm saying. And again, don't be concerned if you find your thoughts or understanding carried by a wave of new understanding to realize more than I'm saying here. Believing yourself worthy, you are unworthy. Seeing your unworthiness, you may become worthy of grace. If you think yourself worthy, you will expect a reward, and there will only be frustration for this vanity. Moment by moment, from that point of grace, for which you cannot be proud, you will see reality more clearly, and begin to live more and more effortlessly, according to an intuitive urging, without scheming and planning as before. Always there will be new layers of faults unpeeling with accompanying remorse and then change. The pain is less each time, but the problems are more subtle. Be aware at all times. Do not let yourself be caught up with worldly affairs so that you lose sight of what's going on inside or outside. Do not be hung up with these words, this lesson, anyone or anything. Do not depend upon anything. Meditate for the strength. Your crutches will fall away. Do not study intellectually as the sheer weight of information could make you better. You cannot learn the truth, but you absorb it as the flower does the sun. See the meaning of the words. Do not force understanding. Do not be impatient with understanding. Wish you could understand. Wait. The words and experience, these words and experience, other words and experience, shall become a key to awaken you to meaning in time. The light of meaning then will give you new direction, causing false beliefs to be altered. True ideals accepted mechanically by rote will take on meaning. Your new development is answerable to the power of good that is making you new, whereas your buttons were pressed by outside sources. Before, it is not so now. Stimulation excited you and caused memories and patterns of behavior that were answerable to words, signals, impressions, fears, temptations, things, people who learned to manipulate you. Do not struggle to remember. It will simply be a case of not being able to forget the good, which will then become part of your being automatically, and not being able to remember the bad, the meaningless, the trite, except the good lesson derived from that experience. Never cling to old experiences or new revelations. Just keep being aware, clearing your mind by observing, being consciously sorry, repenting, and stressing the spirit of truth to extend compassion and power. Be still and know in a new way. Find new power to do things in a different way. Do not depend on memories, no matter how meaningful they are, to decide your next action or word. Wait. Know that you do not know. Soon you'll have an answer. It will come to you. Sometimes doing nothing is the right answer. Be patient, calm, quiet in your racing mind, which unnaturally worries and reaches for wrong answers. Thus you may feel the discomfort of outer problems, but they will not disturb you or get under your skin. This discomfort is need, the need that will stress the spirit of truth to give a new reply. Resist the tendency to doubt. You cannot make yourself believe, but you can stop yourself doubting. Then you will come to understand, and more knowledge will come to bring you far beyond your present limitations. Let the light of revelation that shapes you in thought, word, and deed collate that past information of word, thought, and deed to deal with the ever-present. But for you, it will be effortless and easy, like a light were shining on your path. You will gasp as an observer in wonder and become renewed in faith. Observe without excitement. What is truly valuable will simply stay with you, that's all. Don't decide what is right by analysis. If you don't know, know you don't know. Admit it. Desire to know. Feel the need to know. Quiet in the process of analysis and worry, then you will know. Just be observant. Watch. Be aware at all times. Don't fill your mind with trivia and babble. Let it remain empty. It's better that way Don't fill it with candy before your meal, so to speak. Discern. Don't judge. When you get rid of the anger and the excitement, your judgment will become a healthy discerning. You will be judging righteously. And from this impartial viewpoint, you can move and speak. Give up suspicion as a defense. You became suspicious only when you trusted without light. You become too trusting only when you lose faith in your own judgment and are forced to depend upon others who are either blind or malicious. Learn to accept and reject calmly. Don't work up anger to reject. Don't work up a head of steam, excitement to learn or study. Just watch calmly. The good will stay, and automatically you will forget what is useless, valueless, meaningless. Something deep down inside you will reach out for the good, hold it, and collate it for you, show you meaning. Don't force yourself to learn. Don't use excitements to learn. Just observe. Let your desire for seeing reality, living truly, living the meaning for which you were created and made, take first place to everything. Living fairly and justly for each moment, putting aside selfish and unfair advantage. Don't let your mind be cluttered with worldly worries or thoughts of gain, love, power, riches. Good things will come as a matter of course. Let your emphasis be on desiring to see truly, being fair and honest with others and yourself, not excusing, standing corrected. Then out of this, all of your talents and businesses will develop as a matter of course. Deal with firmness, kindness, and patience. Overlook offense, which means look the fault and motive of anyone straight in the eye without being angry or upset. Discern. At times, be stern, but don't judge. You are judging when you're angry. Remember that. You can observe and discern, but when you're angry, that's when you're judging. That spoils the observation and taints it. It makes it unhealthy, productive of guilt. It gives power to others that they might judge you. You tempt them to error. Observe your hostility over the failings of others. Is it not an unhealthy ego need to look superior or right compared with their failings? Anger and secret resentment excite and distract you from seeing what is wrong with you. Give up judgment then, and calm down, and you will see your faults come to light. That's all right, then you can change them. In the very special way that I outlined, observe them without being angry, and you'll find you can. Be patient with your own self, but first be patient with others. See how easy it is to be patient with yourself then. Don't judge. This is important. Don't be angry or sorry for yourself. That was the old way of being better than your conscience. That way you resisted correction, desire only to be able to live differently. For persistent problems, feel the pain of not being able to choose rightly until it grows to become true repentance, to becomes a real need. There is value in a real need. Don't stifle that need with pleasure, comfort. This precious need, being acceptable to God, is true humility, will enable him to extend compassion, which for you is your discovery of being able to make a right choice, effortlessly, which is true gratefulness, leading to a procession of joys. As you grow, you will uncover layers of faults, which are preceded by a flurry of meaningless thoughts and distraction, causing some pain as before. Again, this is a process that takes time. Just keep observing and being sorry. Soon they too will change. But again, another warning. Do not be excited to anger. Discern, don't judge. See faults, yes, in yourself and others. But stare hell, as it were, straight in the face without flinching, being upset, frightened, or being compelled to exceed or overcome, excel or defeat. Stay calm. Neither must you be uplifted as holy men by praise, but overlook praise graciously also, just as you would offense. Meet life, people, things, calmly, with dignity, without pretense. Nothing must lift your spirits. You must allow nothing to uplift your spirits. As I said, you must overlook praise as you overlook anger. Don't react to it. Don't absorb it. Don't allow it to lift you and pump you up. Be yourself. Do not solicit feelings from your children, friends, spouse, or animals. The trying of your understanding, faith, produces patience. Be calm, be patient, unruffled in face of torment, cruelty, no matter how petty or gross. Through patience, you will mature to perfection. It is ambition, personal goals, that sets us apart from the purpose for which we were created and made, and makes us impatient and imperfect. We may not see this as long as we succeed in getting what we want, obtaining love, homage, glory, justification from creatures and things and people. When the consciousness desires its true meaning and purpose again, and nothing is more important, suddenly you receive the strength to do all things in the right way. Suddenly your anxiety is gone. As you will, sit, contemplate, meditate, or awaken, arise.